The world's largest retailer is known for low prices, not for worker benefits, but Walmart is now delivering bargain-priced health coverage to employees. The company says a record number of workers, many previously uninsured, are signing up for its low-cost health insurance program. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Jacqueline Froelich has more.
Save money, live better. Walmart's newest motto might also describe the company health plan. $5 a month purchases full coverage. Okay, so the deductible is high, $7,000, but workers can always choose higher premiums like Clyde Wayne Price.
I'm a greeter for Walmart. I greet everyone that comes in the door.
But this year, the 66-year-old silver ponytailed worker was greeted with a medical emergency.
I had to go in the hospital, okay, with my heart. We saw the hospital bill. If I had to have had to pay that without insurance, it would have probably cost about $40,000.
Instead, he'll pay a few thousand dollars. The former construction worker has never had company health benefits before. This year, more than 600,000 employees enrolled. Linda Dillman, Executive Vice President of Benefits and Risk Management, says she started by asking them what they wanted.
First one was they told us they wanted choice. They didn't want us to go with one or two plans, but they felt like they needed the ability to choose their coverage, to choose their deductible, to choose their out-of-pocket, and change that based on where they were in their life and their current circumstances. So that was key.
So Walmart's shopping cart now carries 50 benefits packages. Even part-time workers can get coverage after 1 year.
And we also gave them the ability to add their children to our health care plan, which is fairly unusual in business for, A, part-timers to get coverage, and then secondly, for children to be included as well.
The company is rowing hard against a current where the cost of a family policy at the workplace has risen nearly 80% since 2001. Even so, Walmart's expanded health plan makes good business sense, says Paul Fronston with the Employer Benefit Research Institute.
For the most part, employers offer these benefits because they believe it has a positive impact on the bottom line. It helps them attract workers, it helps them keep workers, and they do believe that it helps workers stay healthy, which ultimately is good for productivity.
That may be true, but Walmart was also pushed into providing more extensive health benefits. For years, union activists and lawmakers criticized the company for being stingy with its benefits. They said Walmart's low pay and lack of coverage left some workers with no choice but to apply for Medicaid. That may be less of a problem in the future as the number of employees who are covered continues to increase. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.